Welcome to Prep with Mike. Today, I'm going to give you a very important piece of information of something you need to do right now with your rifle if you're going to do any long-range shooting, which is the best way to engage Black Lives Matter terrorists, because they're not used to being shot by people they can't see right in front of them. Long-range engagements is how America is going to take out these radical left-wing terrorists and, you know, Black Lives Matter groups, Antifa groups that are burning down America's cities and attacking innocent people and attacking law enforcement officers and so on. You're going to have to engage them with long-range rifle fire. But the most important piece of information that you need to know in order to do effective long-range engagements is you need to know the muzzle velocity of the specific rounds that you're going to fire out of your specific gun. Now, and this muzzle velocity, this can be determined through a number of ways. Some people have a chronograph, and you know, that can measure the feet per second. I use a radar device. I think the company is called Lab Radar, and you set this beside your gun, and then when you shoot, it uses radar to determine the velocity of the round, and it just tells you how many feet per second you're shooting at. But what's crucial about this, why this matters, is because with the muzzle velocity, you can then calculate all of the dope sheets for long-range shooting. You can calculate the bullet drop over distances, in other words, because everything else about your bullet, you can look up. You can buy reference books. I've got several where you can go online and look up the ballistics coefficient of your bullet. You know, maybe it's a Hornady bullet and it's a certain mass, such as 175 grains, you know, like a hollow point boat tail or something. And you'll be able to get the BC, which is the ballistics coefficient. The ballistics coefficient and the muzzle velocity are really all you need to do the full ballistics chart out to, you know, a couple thousand yards. But most people don't know the muzzle velocity of their rounds out of their rifle. People will tend to look on the ammo box for muzzle velocity. Well, those muzzle velocities that are printed on the ammo box are usually tested out of very long barrels, like a 24-inch barrel or a 26-inch barrel, something crazy like that. So those muzzle velocities, or MVs, are going to be higher than what you get out of your rifle. Your rifle is going to be something lower than that, but you need to know how much lower. Otherwise, you're going to miss, because velocity has everything to do with time of flight, and time of flight has to do with bullet drop and also windage calculations and so on. So you've got to have muzzle velocity, and you got to know the muzzle velocity for the specific rounds that you're shooting, which is why it's important to stockpile one type of ammo, one brand, one mass, such as, let's say if you're shooting a lot of 308 rounds or 7.62x51, you want to stock up on like the one round, the one brand. Maybe it's a Barnes bullet. Maybe it's a Berger bullet. Maybe it's a Hornady, whatever. You want to get a lot of that one round. Maybe you like 175 grain. I like 168 grain as well. There are other heavier and lighter rounds. But you stock up on that because that is what you need to get your dope for your rifle. And then you need to go online and find a good ballistics calculator and print out a range chart that shows the bullet drops at different distances based on the zero that you have for that rifle. Now, typically for a 308 rifle, a lot of people like to zero at 100 yards. That's fine for a 308 rifle. That's no problem. But you might find if you do the ballistics calculations using online calculators, you might find that you get actual better long-range capabilities if you sight them in at something less than 100 yards, like 50 yards, for example. For a 5.56 rifle, you sight it in at 50 yards, you're also accurate at about 250 yards. The bullet crosses the same point of your visual line of sight at both 50 yards and 250 yards because it's making an arc as it's going downrange, obviously. For a 308, 100 yards is actually it's a pretty good zero. For other rifles, you should check the online calculators and see what's the best zero for you. You know, for long range rounds like 300 Win Mag or 6.5 Creedmoor or what have you, you might decide that 100 yard zero is perfect, and that's fine. And a lot of the ballistics reticles are really calibrated for 100 yard zero, such as the DR Spectre made by Raytheon. That's one that I use on my 7.62 battle rifles. So you just sight them in at 100 yards, and then you can use those in scope ballistics reticles. But if you're using a mil dot reticle, then you can use whatever zero you want for your rifle and print out your ballistics sheet accordingly. Anyway, I don't mean to get too technical. Just saying that get your muzzle velocity now while you can, while you're not going to attract too much attention. Because if you don't know your muzzle velocity, again, you can't do the ballistics math. The other thing is, are you going to fire your rifle with a suppressor or without a suppressor? Because a suppressor will change your muzzle velocity. In many cases, it will add to it. You'll get a faster bullet out of a suppressor, you know, for reasons involving, well, physics. I'm not going to go into it right now. There's more time for it to accelerate with, you know, explosive gases behind it. So a suppressor can increase your muzzle velocity. Obviously, a longer barrel will increase it. But also the temperature, the ambient temperature and the temperature of the round itself. So cold rounds versus hot rounds and cold barrels versus hot barrels. You know, you have a battle in the winter versus the summer. Guess what? Your ballistics are going to be different. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, suppose you don't have a chronograph or you don't have a lab radar. There's kind of a low budget way to do this as well. You can take the ballistics chart that you get online using the muzzle velocity that's printed on the bullet box typically. And what you can do is you can go fire something at, I don't know, 600 yards or 400 yards or some distance, at least 400 yards, and then measure the actual bullet drop. And from that, you can then back calculate the muzzle velocity just by using your ballistics reference chart. So if you're supposed to have a 6-inch drop at 600 yards, let's say, based on the muzzle velocity that you're using, but you only have a 4-inch drop, then you know that your muzzle velocity is actually higher. Your bullet's traveling faster. You're not getting as much drop. So then what you can do is alter the MV numbers on the online ballistics calculators until it matches the reality of what your bullet just did. Once it matches the reality, that is, it gives you the right answer to what you just observed, i.e. a 4-inch drop at 600 yards, because that's what you just observed, then you'll have your matching muzzle velocity. That's a little more arduous to do it this way. It's easier to just have a radar device, you know, and just get the number off the radar. But if you don't have a radar device and they're not cheap, this is a decent way to do it. And remember, the farther out you shoot your round in for this test, like if you could shoot 800 yards, then the more accurate your ballistics numbers are going to be, because that 800-yard shot is more flight time, so you're going to have more time for gravity to act on the bullet, and so you're going to have really a more precise or a more granular answer in terms of the actual flight time and actual bullet drop. And that's exactly the way you should do this. This is the way you want it. So in other words, don't try this at just 200 yards. You're not going to get enough good information. The bullet drop won't be hardly anything at 200 yards. So go for longer range if you're going to use this method. But this is how you get your muzzle velocity. You need this now so you can print out your ballistics sheets, so you can be ready for long range engagements with the terrorists who are trying to burn down America. They're trying to kill police officers, and they're probably going to try to burn down your home and loot your home and maybe kill you and your family members or whatever else they think they can get away with. The only way to stop them is with ballistics. So hopefully at this point, that should be obvious. I've got a lot more information like this, practical how-to information, at prepwithmike.com. That website brings you these podcasts, plus some videos I'm filming on some firearms, some detailed information about running your firearms and so on. And you'll have some listings of in-stock products from the Health Ranger store there, products that we're able to ship almost immediately because everything's out of stock right now. So we built a list of things that are dynamically in stock. So you'll find all that at prepwithmike.com. And thank you for your support. And I'm really working hard to help you get ready for what's coming, because it's not going to be peaceful, unfortunately. The radical left wants a war. They've launched a hot civil war in America, and they will kill you if they get the chance. It's as simple as that. Thank you for listening.